Now, it's estimated that more than 5% of New Zealand's population is living with diabetes, whether they know it or not. It's especially prevalent among Māori, Pacifica, and interestingly, Indian populations. Here's the problem. A lot of people with diabetes don't, type 2 diabetes, I should say, don't take their medicine. And that's costly both to the individual and to the country. So a new medical trial is looking at how technology can help people stick to their medication plan. Pharmacist Dean Rajapagic works for Zoom Pharmacy, which designed the app, and he joins me now. Hey there, Dean.
Hey, GC, how's it going?
Good. Remind us what diabetes... We are talking about type 2 diabetes, aren't we?
So we can cover both diabetes, really. Type 1 and type 2 both tend to have non-adherence.
Okay. So what is it exactly?
So diabetes occurs when the body either A, doesn't produce the insulin, the pancreas, or there's also type 2 diabetes where the body doesn't use the insulin well, meaning that you have high blood sugar levels.
Okay. And how do you get it?
So there can either be genetic predisposition, so you're caused by your genetics, poor diet, so diets high in carbohydrates, for example, and also a lack of physical activity can result in it as well.
Okay. And then when you get it, what does the doctor tell you to do?
So normally, first line, the doctor will always tell you to try and improve your diet and increase your exercise, obviously depending on each case. But if not, sometimes you will be prescribed some medicines to help you decrease, to improve your insulin production or to improve the use of insulin in your body as well.
Are they effective, those medicines?
What was that, sorry?
Are they effective, the medicines?
Yes, so absolutely. So medicines can be extremely effective in those who actually take them. Those who don't take them obviously won't work in them.
Yeah. And what does the load usually look like? How much medicine are you taking and how often?
So it'll depend how far into how much your diabetes has progressed. Type 1 diabetics tend to be on insulin. Type 2 diabetics can be on a range of medicines. You start off on one at the early stages.
And so how frequent would that be? How onerous, I suppose?
So you could start off with one tablet daily, and that can be increased up to 2-3 times daily.
Depending on how bad things are.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm. So why don't people stick to their medication plan?
So it's something that we refer to as asymptomatic. The patients do not feel the effects of diabetes. So when they take the medicines versus when they don't take the medicines, they feel exactly the same. So, you know, you can imagine if you don't feel anything bad with yourself, you're not going to want to sort of, nothing's going to force you to take it, is it? So that's why a lot of them don't stick to the medication plans. And also just life can sometimes get in the way. People are forgetful as well.
Yeah. Ooh, if it's asymptomatic, what's the problem? If you're not getting any symptoms, why would you need to take the medicine?
Yep. So with diabetes, it can progress and become very complicated. So if you've got high levels of sugar in your blood, it can cause the blood vessels to get damaged and also so you can result in nerve damage too. So eye damage, kidney damage, feet damage, all of these can be complications of diabetes.
Mm-hmm. So where do you come in, Dean?
Yep, so I'm one of the pharmacists at Zoom Pharmacy. And what we do is we provide a service around adherence. And like you mentioned earlier, the service is facilitated by an app. And the way this app works is it provides non-invasive reminders on the user's phone. So it pops up as a simple notification, just giving you a heads up, you know, it's time to take your medicine. We have also addressed the fact of health literacy. So patients know why they're taking their medicine. For those more interested, we've also added a more information button on the app, which provides more in-depth explanations and also video contents for devices where they are required. And finally, at the palm of their hand, patients are able to organise the delivery and their repeat medicines, as you can imagine, improves their access. So tying this all up with scheduled calls from pharmacists definitely helps shift the dial with that adherence piece.
So although it sounds like quite a breakthrough piece of technology, it's really just nagging you.
Well, nagging, I wouldn't say nagging. The notifications are quite non-invasive. So if you can imagine waking up in the morning, it will just have a simple message saying, it's time to take your medicine. It isn't, say, something like an alarm, which I would consider naggy and going off all the time.
Is that enough to work?
Yeah, so that tied in with the scheduled calls from pharmacists, which occur first when they get their medicines, to follow up with the patient, see if they know what they're taking them for, and then 10 days before they run out of their medicines as well to see how the whole process went. All these tied in does help shift the dial a big amount. Direct delivery has also been proven to improve adherence amongst patients, and there have been numerous studies done, especially in the UK and the US, where a concept such as Zoom exists already.
Someone, by the way, says, OMG, you're annoying so many type 1 diabetics right now. If we don't take our medicine, we go into a coma and die. We take our medicine.
So that's hypoglycemia, and definitely type 1 diabetics are far, far more adherent to their medicines. Type 2 diabetics are far less adherent. However, it does occur in both types of diabetes.
So we can see, obviously, the appeal for your pharmacy here. If people are taking their medicine, you're selling more medicines. But are you doing some research around this to find out how effective this idea is?
Yes, absolutely. So we have partnered up with Manukau Super Clinic, and patients who want to use the service, it'll be offered to them, will be referred on to us, and they will follow a specific marker in their blood, which follows how bad their diabetes is. And over time, their bloods will be taken when they start and also when they finish, comparing them. And if they have used the Zoom pharmacy service, we'll see how much those markers have dropped or if they stay within range and how effective we have been.
Don't know if you want to comment on this or not, but there might be people listening who think, hey, aren't we kind of babying these people a bit here? If you can't remember to take your medicine for your own health, it's maybe not a good thing to reinforce that by giving you an app that reminds you, like it doesn't sort of encourage much responsibility.
So I believe it's an individual thing. Some people will be quite good at taking the medicines, but unfortunately for other people, it can be quite a big task. I don't think it is babying them. It's just helping them. It's just helping facilitate their medicines adherence. The better people do, and the better they take the medicines, the better health outcomes they will have. So I think it's actually a great thing for those people who wish to use it. It's definitely not for everyone.
Sadly, probably not many people will be surprised to hear Māori and Pacifica over-index for these conditions. But I was interested to see Indian as an ethnic group in here as a particularly prevalent group. Is that true, and why might it be true?
Yep, so they are definitely a prevalent group, and They will actually be quite fit a lot of the time as well. It's just the way that they're genetically predisposed to diabetes, which is a big result for them. And that's why they do have a higher rate of diabetes amongst the Indian population too.
Okay. Good luck with it. Thanks for putting some thought into this.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse.